You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Neutral Corner, talking about recent unsanctioned protests in Egypt that have taken place against the government of Fatah al-Sisi, who took power through a coup that ousted the last lot, who was the Muslim Brotherhood, a sort of moderate Islamist group. There's a lot of debate exactly who is to blame. Generally, it seems like it was a sort of military coup against a democratically elected government, though, which is always sort of bad. However, it's a very sort of confusing political thing, and no one really knows where they're at. But a big supporter of the Muslim Brotherhood Party in Egypt is the nearby nation of Turkey, whose state broadcaster issued this news report.
For the first time in Sisi's regime, the people have actually been able to gather in various squares across Egypt, protesting the way Sisi has cracked down on opposition, imprisoned whole opposition leaders. People are protesting the torture, protesting the economic conditions. So this is the first time perhaps this has happened in Sisi's regime, and this is why it is significant. Possible scenarios: that this is just a blip, that people protest a little bit and then eventually go home, and Sisi says that not all of the people were with the protest. Look how democratic I am. I allowed you guys to protest. I didn't do much to stop it, and you guys went home on your own. The second scenario: that there will actually be a revolution, that these protests will continue, they will grow, there will be sit-ins, the army will decide that Sisi is too much of a liability, and they will remove Sisi. The third option is that Sisi will use force to disperse the protests. We might see something like Rabaa Adawiya, when the supporters of Mohamed Morsi were protesting and sitting in Rabaa Square, and the army essentially stormed the square, killed many people, imprisoned many people, and essentially put them all under arrest in what became one of the most bloodiest days in Egyptian history. Nevertheless, the fact that tens of people or even hundreds of people were able to go into the squares in the cities and protest against Sisi may actually provide the catalyst, the impetus, the encouragement for other people to come down and actually protest their working conditions and bring about a change in some form or another. It's unclear whether this will actually turn into a revolution. However, now the world is watching, and let's see what happens next.
All right, and coming up after this is an interview that Fox News did with al-Sisi a couple of years ago. It's interesting that the station has not actually covered these protests, or at least if they have, they haven't uploaded it to YouTube, any of these clips on it. And that's because Sisi has become a very strong ally of the United States, especially the Trump government, a position which he described in this interview.
The last time we spoke was in Cairo in March of 2015. Since then, a lot has changed. And you had a meeting with President Trump in the Oval Office just the other day. Your assessment of this president, this administration, and your relationship now.
My assessment from I first saw the campaign of His Excellency President Trump, and I listened to his speech about the necessity of facing and countering terrorism all over the world, that he is a great personality, a unique individual, and that he will find great success. I fully trust the capabilities of President Trump, and I have full conviction that he can do things and exert efforts that very few people can do, and he can succeed in so many fields that others cannot. I trust him wholeheartedly, and again, I congratulate you for having him.
I know you were one of the first foreign leaders to call and congratulate him, if not the first. What is the relationship between you two?
I followed all his announcements through his campaign. He has a very unique personality and administration, and now I'm speaking with full confidence of unprecedented success for him. He is seeking the interest of the United States and the American people in a very clear manner and a very direct manner, and a very strong manner as well, and with different concepts and ideas. There is true will, a very strong will, to counter terrorism and extremism in the world. And that is a very strong commitment from His Excellency the President. And in addition, I am very supportive with in full force in facing this terrorism.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.